Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the day of Jumu'ah, what to do on the day of Jumu'ah, etc. We're speaking about, the last we spoke about du'as being answered on the day of Jumu'ah, and today we do the last section of this chapter, which is to make salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aus ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm al-jum'ah, fa'akthiru alayya min as-salati fihi, fa'inna salatakum ma'rubatun alayya. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hadir Aus ibn Aus radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. So send abundant salawat to me, and send abundant salawat upon me as your salutations, your salawat are presented to me. In the first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. In one hadith it comes that Jumu'ah is the Sayyidul Ayyam, is the leader of all the days. So there is a discussion that takes place amongst ulama that which is the most virtuous day. Is it the day of Jumu'ah or is it the day of Arafah? When people go to Arafat on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, is that the most virtuous, is that the greatest day of the year, or is this day of Jumu'ah the greatest day? So now there's a discussion, some say no, it is the day of Arafah, others say no, based on these type of ahadith, it is the day of Jumu'ah. Anyway, ulama reconcile between the two and say that the greatest day as far as the whole year is concerned is the day of Arafah, the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, and the greatest day as far as the week is concerned is the day of Jumu'ah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is saying, the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah, so send abundant salutations upon me, as your salutations are presented to me, as we did before, that how much of kindness and ihsan and shafqat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown upon us. And now when he's asking us to send salawat, and we don't send at that time, how selfish, how unkind we are by not sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after doing so much, making this request to us as far as sending salawat upon him is concerned. So therefore a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here what we are told is on the day of Friday. In other words, every day we make durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but on a Friday we increase it. Therefore you find the pious, that the moment that Friday sets in other words Maghrib, from Azan on Maghrib, from that time onwards already their mind is mentally preparing that this is not a small day. At night already they're starting with the Suratul Kahf, they're reading the Salawat, they're sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're increasing, they're reading Surah Dukhan. So like that already their mindset for the Jummah has been set, and one way they are reading Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says that the best time to read the Suratul Kahf is before the Asr Salah time, because after Asr you find that the Malaika are changing their shifts. So at that time when a person reads, then he finishes off that Suratul Kahf, and now his actions etc., or the not actions but the Malaika now are leaving, and this person now is full of the nur of reciting Suratul Kahf. So he's leaving, the Malaika are leaving, and they're changing the shifts in this condition. However, at any time when a person can read it, the main thing is he reads that Suratul Kahf, he doesn't give it up on his Friday. So coming back to Salawat, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sending, saying that the best of your days is the day of Jumu'ah. So send abundant salutations upon me as your salutations are presented to me. Ulama explained that when people are close to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, the day in Madinah Sharif, in Masjid al-Nabawi, or they're close to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is no need for any medium between their salawat and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting that salawat. Allah Ta'ala makes it such that it goes directly to him for those that are in the proximity of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for those that are far away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't hear it directly, because they are far away. Allah Ta'ala appoints angels to take that salawat from the person that is reciting it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine this is their job. Their malaika, their job is just to take the salawat of the people that are making salawat and taking it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi alayhi, he would tell his satis when they would go there to Masjid al-Nabawi, he says, you might actually picture flights coming in and flights leaving all the time. The khabar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Flights coming in, those malaika that are bringing the salam of all the people throughout the world that are sending salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And flights going out, those malaika are going back. He says, you must actually picture that this is happening, because this is what we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some narrations, the following is added. That the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, how will our salutation be presented to you when your body would be decomposed? That thought came to their mind that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now buried, how are they going to get the chance to send salawat? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah has prohibited the earth from consuming the bodies of the Anbiya, from consuming the bodies of the messengers. Allah Ta'ala has prohibited the earth that these people's bodies you don't eat. In other words, the bodies of the Anbiya are intact 100%. So there is no such thing of the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being decomposed. Another hadith says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another hadith says that send abundant salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it goes on to say, the hadith said that send durood upon me in abundance every Friday. Who's the narrator of this hadith? Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send durood upon me in abundance every Jumu'ah, because the durood of my ummah is presented to me every Jumu'ah. In other words, now this is like a collective presentation that is given. One is the each one that has been given, and now the collective presentation now, that this is on a Jumu'ah, and this is such and such person that sends salawat upon you, such and such. In other words, this is like a tally of all the salawat that has been presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is done on the day of Jumu'ah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites the most durood upon me will be the closest to me in rank in the year after Bihaqi. Who doesn't want to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The one that will be the closest to me will be in rank, will be the one that sent the most durood upon me. And it's so easy. A person doesn't have to be a Hafiz al-Quran. He doesn't have to even be in the state of wuzu. He just keeps reading the one that is easier for him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever durood is easier on the tongue, just keep reciting. Person is driving also, he's going to work, he can read. He's coming back from work, he can read. In between, he's doing any errands, whatever it is, he's walking, he can read salawat. It's so easy, but yet sometimes we forget. We put the radio on, we're listening to this program and that program, and what we're supposed to be doing on a Friday, that we forget. So let us, inshallah, keep this in mind. This was a request for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. And another explanation ulama give is that the hadith encourages to send abundant salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Jumu'ah. The reason for this is that Rasulullah sallallahu is the best of creation, and the day of Jumu'ah is the best of days. We got the best of creation, the best of days. So therefore we select this particular day to send extra salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The actions of the ummah presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a means of honoring him and the ummah. So a person may ask forgiveness on their behalf, so that he may ask. In other words, we are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the hope that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make shafarish, he'll ask for forgiveness, he'll intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah. Which one of us can say that we are not in need of intercession? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inshallah will intercede on behalf of us, because we send salawat upon him. So therefore this durood is not something small, it's a very, very great thing. As Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi written, has a whole kitab. It's called Fadail Idurud, the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can get a chance, we should try and read this kitab also. It will encourage us with the various hadith on the virtues of sending durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.